The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It's Labor Day, folks. Why are we here? Laboring? Well, not a good reason to take Labor Day off. Steve Elkins down on the beach doing tile work. Where are you at? Yeah. That must be why you didn't answer your phone 10 minutes ago.
I'm on the beach, John.
Yeah, the surf is real loud. Maybe that's why you didn't answer your phone 10 minutes ago. Oh, gee, did we lose signal on the beach?
Yeah, we did. I had to turn it off.
Well,
my artificial beach. Yeah.
Well,
how are you doing, John?
I don't know.
Hey, can I make an early comment real quick before you start into your monologue?
My monologue?
Yeah. Well, everybody has a monologue.
They do.
Everybody does. Yeah.
You mean like Johnny Carson?
Yeah, kind of. I want to send this one out to one of our favorite listeners, Pat, in Texas.
See, Johnny had a sidekick named Ed, and Ed never turned his phone off. I'm sorry.
You might have.
Go ahead.
I don't think they had cell phones back. They didn't have cell phones back there in Johnny Carson's day. What are you talking about?
Son of a beach. The guy down there shutting off phones on the beach. The son of the beach. Okay.
All right. Well, let me send it real quick here.
Okay.
Out to our loyal listener, Pat, in Texas, Fort Worth, I think she is. Hmm. She had some comments yesterday on my bumper music, John. Last night, I was playing the Delta blues man, Robert Johnson. And there's a folklore tale she called in that Robert Johnson sold his soul to the devil.
Crossroads, baby. Crossroads.
Yeah, well. Yeah, he sold his soul to the devil, the old folklore tale. But he died at 27, so if you sell your soul to the devil, you usually sell your soul for riches. And he died a very broke, poor man, and he was shot. So if you really want to analyze and really who sells their soul to the devil, look to the FBI, those who work for the FBI. Now, Pat, those people have sold their souls to the devil. Robert Johnson, I think that's just a folklore tale, but the FBI has sold their soul to the devil.
Well, it was a movie that was done. The name of it was Crossroads.
Yep.
And Wipe On, Wipe Off was the star of the movie.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Done.
Good. I don't know where to go first. By the way, you had a shooting down there.
We have shootings all the time.
Oh, but this, I watched this CNN report, mm-hmm. and it was a mass shooting. And evidently, a Marine spent four years, honorably discharged, 4 years. He spent on reserves, mm-hmm. has no criminal background, and he's talking to God. So he shows mm-hmm. up at somebody's house, kills a bunch of them, mm-hmm. and then gives himself up. But the report, the sheriff down there did say that it was reported that he had PTSD, right. post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Right.
And what do they do for military personnel that have P, PTSD.
What well, they put you on something like an SSRI.
Bingo. And you start.
Which makes it worse.
When you start hearing things, if you don't want to kill yourself, you want to kill other people. Oh, and you might have conversations with God.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And I'm looking at this, and here's the really bad thing about it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of shootings. The mother up here in Houston that drowned her babies in the bathtub.
Right. Right.
She was on SSRIs. You go through this. The Colorado school shooters, they were on SSRIs. Mm-hmm. The trench coat boys doing magically evil things and convincing themselves that they were right.
Right.
You go through this, and you're not allowed to hear because this is privileged information. Even though that your medical records are probably already scattered throughout the internet in the cloud,
yep.
because yeah. everybody's got access to your information now, including yep. up to and including the government.
Sure.
The iPhone has a new app that has your medical records on it, has your driver's license, so you don't have to carry a wallet anymore. You can put your credit cards in there. Hey, you got the apps, you know. You don't need yep. anything physical anymore.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm looking at this and I'm going, is there any way that we can find out? You know, I've attempted in the past to call members of the family. I got hung up on one time.
And you're calling me, and we're in this, and we're grieving, and
I got screamed at and hung up on.
Yeah.
And I can understand that, because there's a bunch, you know, if it leads, it bleeds. All you have to do is save you're from the media. When you're talking to people that don't even know what an alternative media is, trying to seek out and present the truth, they've got no idea. And they're going to look at it as being intrusive and then probably swear at you and hang up, which happened to me. So that's medically, that's between you and your doctor. Do the doctors have the same kind of influence over people now? Because the doctors are telling people, oh, yeah. The COVID vaccines are safe. Go ahead.
Yeah,
come on into the office. I'll shoot you up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let me mention something here, because this is kind of funny, because there's some thought that just because the guy wears a lab coat, you know, the medical doctor lab coat, that he's a smart guy. Well, you know, people get through med school on straight C's. You know, it doesn't mean he's top of his class. He could be a B student, he could have been an A student, he could be a C student, but he gets by because you get a passing grade of C. But also remember this, that the guy that everybody thinks is so smart wearing the lab coat, well, go to your Winn-Dixie, go to your Publix, go to any of your butchery places, and look in the back there. The guy back there cutting the meat up, he wears a lab coat too, a long white lab coat, and he knows his meat, but he doesn't know medicine. And so we got to stop thinking that the guy wearing the lab coat is the smartest guy in the room. There are mediocre doctors, there are superb doctors, and there are very poor. I've run across in my career a lot of poor doctors. Doctors that, oh my God, you are dangerous. And thank God we catch the mistakes before they become, you know, harmful to the patient. But, you know, just the lab coat thing, just forget that. Forget that. The guy wears a lab coat, so what?
Steve,
you have to quiz them. You have to question them.
You know, down in Florida, my mother-in-law, which is now, she's now dead, ex-mother-in-law, she was operated on by this butcher, and they were attempting to strip some veins that had ruptured in the woman's legs. Mm-hmm. So he's in there cutting away, and in the groin area, he not only managed to cut one femoral artery, he managed to cut two. And it caused the woman immense pain. It shortened her life. She was never the same after that. Never the same. And I can remember going into a hospital, and they were just going to make her comfortable. There were two doctors, her doctor and a consulting doctor, in the room, and saying that, well, we're just going to make her comfortable because there's not a whole lot we can do.
Comfort care, yep.
And I walked up to that bed, and I looked down, and I looked at these doctors, both of them in the eyes. And I said, I thought you guys were here to heal. I understand this is Florida. There's a lot of elderly people that die. I get that. But I looked at both of them and I said, all you see is a lump of flesh in this bed. Other people see it other than that. It's a loved one. It's a mother. It's a father. It's important. And for you guys just to stand there and walk away from your number one obligation to help and cure if you can, or at least prolong with the expectation of somewhat of a normal life until the patient expires. And I just looked at him, I said, where in the hell did you go to school? Where did you get your diplomas from? The Mengele School of Higher Learning? Yeah. And I dressed them down, and they just stood there, looked at me, and looked at each other. They kind of walked out of the room, and then all of a sudden there were more tests being done and more attention being paid to her. She got out of that hospital. But they were going to leave her in that bed to die. And look, yeah, not everybody that wears a lab coat is a brainiac. Not everyone that wears that lab coat that is a medical doctor is an asshat. Okay? We as a people have got to stop labeling groups of people as, well, the whole damn thing. Okay? There are instances that you have repeated failures or repeated cover-ups or failed to investigate. I give you our vaunted FBI, which has been compromised. What do you expect from an organization that was founded by a blackmailing cross-dresser? Come on, folks.
Exactly.
You know, and what was his number one tool? Blackmail.
Blackmail.
Gee, yep. What does that sound like? Sound like kind of a Jeffrey Epstein kind of thing?
Oh, yeah.
By the way, speaking of Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, a judge ordered that she give up who were her contacts, who she worked with, and she is not liking any of this. And there are many rectums that are puckering in Washington right now, because if they're not on that list, they're on the Hillary Clinton list, and everybody is scared to death.
Now, so who's she to turn it over to the FBI?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's not a big deal. They take the Sharpie out. They take the black Sharpie out. Bill Clinton's name, let's Sharpie that one out. Let's Sharpie this one out. They'll take care of it.
I would much rather have a 10-year-old that reads mystery novels and murder mysteries try to solve some of these cases. You get more results.
Yeah.
Because this is nothing short of just a massive cover-up. Our Department of Justice is anything but. Stonewalling on stuff that it's, we're sitting out here and they're calling us terrorist. Oh, the insurrection, we tried to destroy and kill Congress critters. Well, no, the FBI was caught lying about that as well. Oh, and by the way, they did have a hand in that as well.
Yes, they did.
Remember the story that came out of Michigan? Oh, these militia guys, they tried to kidnap the governor of Michigan. Total bull crap. The day I heard that story, Steve, I said, folks, this is crap. And I was proved once again to be correct. This is why I'm saying to folks, and you snarky guy that sent me the email saying, well, I heard you say, don't talk to the feds, and you've talked to the feds. Yeah, back in 1993 when they came after me with the ATF and the county sheriff and, well, did you blow up the Oklahoma City building? I'm sorry. No, I did not. I won't talk to them. They come around. I am going to ignore them. If they don't want to leave, I'm going to remind them that I really, really, really don't want to talk to them. And if they don't get off the property, I will treat them as if they're criminal, aggressive criminals. I don't care. Because anything that you, this is why they don't take field notes. This is why they don't leave any physical evidence of anything that they're out in the field with. They won't do it. They've been instructed not to do it. Because God forbid if something happens and an FBI guy gets shot and maybe his notes end up in somebody's hands and then they turn it over to the press. Ooh, maybe the truth might come out. Have you noticed how many failed FBI investigations there are? There's no conclusions. There's no counterparty. There's no association. Nothing.
Nothing. Well, your first thing to look for, anytime the feds come in and weasel out the local authorities on something that they could handle on their own, anytime that happens, you know there's going to be a cover-up. They've already got the conclusion, the outcome they want, and then they're simply going to close the door on the chapter on that that investigation. It's over. And, of course, then they'll seal those documents because why would they seal them? Because there's other things they don't want you to know. I have zero respect for the feds, unfortunately. And you're right. You make a good point. Starting off with the J. Edgar Hoover crossdresser. He hated homosexuals. He went after communists that either existed or did not exist, and he hated blacks. I actually brought him into my story last night when I talked about the Groveland Four. And Thurgood Marshall was the attorney representing the four young boys in Groveland. I have a theory, and I threw it by Gary Corsair, the author of the book. I said, I have a theory, understanding who the director of the FBI was at that time, J. Edgar Hoover. That was his mission. That's what he did really well, getting blackmail material on people and holding them, controlling them. My guess is he had some dirt on Thurgood Marshall, and he said, you're not going to go anywhere in your career as an attorney. You're done. You're gonna drop the ball on this one. You're going to purposefully do what you can to drop the ball. Look like you're going through the motions, but don't do these things. There was so much evidence excluded in this trial. John, did make your hair turn gray.
I'm not. I don't want to do a redo of your show last night. I have no idea who the Cleveland Four were and the background on it.
Groveland Four.
I'm sorry. Whatever.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
You'll
have to read up on it. You'd want to know about this. Talking about abuses, the sheriff, abusive, redneck stuff, racist. Have you seen the movie Mississippi Burning?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. You got the Groveland Four right there. That's how bad it was.
All right. Okay. I've got Stu Peters. By the way, there seems to be... By the way, did you notice a little flotilla down by Fort Myers yesterday? Did they carry that in the news down there, Steve?
No, didn't hear about it.
Oh, you didn't hear about the flotilla?
We got some Cubans, or what do we have?
Oh, no. Boatloads of Trump supporters, 300 boats loaded to the gills, loaded to the gunnels, flags a-flying. And it wasn't covered on the news? Well, I'm shocked and surprised. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that are now picking up the gauntlet and doing the Trump dump. I hope you people are satisfied. Because the way this is playing out right now, what are they trying to do? Get Joe Biden out of office. He should have never been there in the first place. But let me ask you a question.
Sure.
You get Joe Biden out of office, who goes in as president?
Kamala Toe Harris.
And who do you think she'll pick as vice president?
Let me think here. Nancy Pelosi.
Maybe.
What if she brought in Hillary? Wouldn't that freak everybody out? Oh, my God. And then Hillary, of course, knowing her background and the body count, something happens to Harris. Hillary's president, John. Oh, my God. That's a conspiracy theory.
Well, I mean, everybody's finding a reason to dump on Trump. Well, you know, he did this, he did that. Let me play you a clip here from Stu Peters.
Okay.
He interviewed Dr. Paul E. Alexander. Now, Steve, do you remember me saying, don't you guys remember when they were having a press conference and Mike Pence was there and he's at the lectern and he turns to his left and he says, let me introduce Dr. Fauci, Anthony Fauci, he's our head guy here on the COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And Trump said, I wish somebody would have told me. Now, here's the president of the United States, Mike Pence, is introducing somebody, the COVID czar, and Trump didn't know a damn thing about it. Well, I submit...
Let me stop you real quick here, because I need to correct you on that. It was Mike Pompeo.
No, it was Mike Pence.
No, it was Mike Pompeo. I'm positive. I remember watching the clip. It's Pompeo. It's Pompeo. This is a live run. Why wasn't I told about it? That was Pompeo.
I want you to verify that, because this guy gets plots with the wrong movies.
Yeah, sometimes I do.
All right. Let's break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we are back. We just reviewed the clip, and the only one we could find out there, Steve, it was Pompeo.
That's right. You're forgiven this time. I forgive you.
Okay. As many times as I tried to call you on Monday before the show, and all as I did is a recording, I'm never forgetting.
But it's a damn
you.
Good recording at that, isn't it?
Here is Stu Peters with Dr. Paul E. Alexander, and you're going. This is the guy that was in on the conversations. And he says, he doesn't kind of, sort of, he comes right out and says that Trump was misled about the COVID-19.
It's my job to allow experts to deliver their insight. Dr. Paul E. Alexander completed his graduate studies at the University of Oxford in England, University of Toronto, Canada. He completed a certificate program at Johns Hopkins in bioterrorism, specifically medical and public health aspects following the deployment of a biological weapon. He's an expert in clinical epidemiology. He was an assistant professor at McMaster University in evidence-based medicine, former COVID pandemic evidence synthesis advisor to the World Health Organization and the Pan American Health Organization. He is a former senior advisor to COVID pandemic policy in Health and Human Services under President Donald J. Trump, and he joins us now. Dr. Alexander, thank you for being here. There are, of course, there are so many questions There are so many guesses. There's so much rhetoric, so much speculation that we could take part in. So plain and simple, as the base looks at everything happening here, as Americans are wondering what is going on, I think it's very important to ask you, did the White House COVID task force in any way deceive President Donald Trump?
Thank you, Stu, for having me. That's a very important question, and I think many people have been trying to understand that over time. I was started by saying this. I'm limited in terms of things I can discuss, but I'm speaking as a layperson here. I'm not in government anymore, and as a scientist principally. Principally because you use the term that lives have been lost, and I want to put it out front at the top of the show. Of the 650,000 Americans who died, we could have saved hundreds of thousands had we not defrayed and denied the utility and the applicability of early outpatient treatment. We had medications that we could have given a lot of our elderly high-risk people and saved their lives. Now, let me answer your question specifically. What I found was this. I found that in the first couple of weeks, the United States, like other places, had to put a pause. And remember, the United States leads the world. So what America did, the rest of the world followed. United States had to put a pause for a couple of weeks. I myself was concerned to put my arms around what was going on with this pandemic. At that time, when I joined the Trump administration, I was providing consultancy to the World Health Organization. And they were asking me to collaborate with the Trump administration. And the Trump administration had said at a lower level that if I could maintain my contacts within the WHO, I could we could collaborate once there's no sensitive information exchanged. Eventually, I had to resign, who the ethics commissioner informed that could not happen, so I resigned. But when I look back now at a 30,000-foot level, I can see that on a daily basis, President Trump was fighting the task force. And from my point of view, you know, in the conversations that took place at HHS and into HHS, you can see that there was a fight between what the task force was doing in terms of keeping the society locked down, keeping the schools closed, the mask mandates, etc., while President Trump was pushing to open the society and open the schools. And we were getting data coming up from the states that was showing us that the lockdowns were having a catastrophic effect on the society, where business owners, where employees who were laid off, and principally children were self-harming themselves and killing themselves. We had mothers and fathers taking their children. We had reports to the emergency room and telling the doctor on attendance with their child in their arms, we think we may have killed the child because they just beat the child. They were so angry because they were laid off, husband and wife. They were in the home. They were fighting. It was abuse. So we were seeing, we were getting these reports, and Trump was pushing and pushing the states to open and to open the schools. It was the most catastrophic mistake to close schools. Children and teachers were in the most safe positions they could ever be within a school setting. The school setting remains the safest place for a child. And I believe today, if you ask me, we're on a bus, you're saying, Paul, your stop is in 1 minute. Tell me, did these people work with President Trump to fix this COVID pandemic? I will have to tell you today, no. They fought him. It was like a clown car on that podium every day while he fought with them. They fought him to implement the policies that we needed to tamp this thing down. And had everyone worked with President Trump, I believe today we'd have been in a much better position, particularly with the use of early treatment. I mean, I don't want to go into each one of the task force members because I had a working relationship with some of them, very good working relationship, you know. But I have to be honest here. This was not a functional situation. And I do support President Trump still. I do understand what he was trying to do. And I do believe he was greatly misled. I mean, you had Fauci, WHO, and China, a trifecta fighting against President Trump early on. You had WHO lying about human-to-human transmission. At the same time, China is lying about human-to-human transmission. And at the same time...
All right. You get the idea. We'll break. We'll be back.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, Steve, and then there's those out there saying, well, you know, Trump's out on the trail right now telling people, take the vaccine, take the vaccine.
Getting booed, too.
Yeah, I saw one clip of that, and I'm not sure. I'm not quite sure that he was all that serious. But if Trump was out there doing the anti-vax thing right now, what do you think they'd be doing to him in the media?
Well, yeah.
Now
they're just going after him big time. Well, yeah, I have a couple of questions here for you. Since you opened up this can of worms, let's dig into this a little bit, because I think this is good stuff.
All right.
When Trump knew of the COVID plandemic scam, I wasn't notified about this. How come I wasn't notified about this? What could he have done other than directly coming out and outing the fraud?
Wait a minute. Stop. I don't know that he knew that this was a plandemic.
Well, he must have somewhere along the way figured it out. I mean, he knows he's been battling deep state for the last 4 years.
He knows
everything they're all about. He knows about Klaus Schwab. He has to know about these people, John. He can't be ignorant to say, I never heard of this economic reset. This is all crazy stuff. Depopulation agenda, Gates, the whole thing. I mean, it doesn't make much sense. I mean, he's claiming to be the father of the COVID vaccine, which is a stupid, stupid thing to do right now, by the way, because when the SOS, it's the fan here, this is going to be really bad, because then the media is going to kind of have another reason to come after him. You did this. You pushed it fast. It's warp speed. You're the cause of all these people dying. So what could he have done? I mean, he doesn't want to end up like JFK. I understand that. He protects his family. But if you uncover an injustice like this and a fraud like this, what's going on and how it's going to be so devastating to the economy, to the world, how do you out it without being implicated yourself, you being the one? I mean, there's got to be an alias. Somebody's got to come forward. Something has to happen that the whole thing falls apart. If you can't do it yourself, and Pence wasn't going to do it, Mike Pence wasn't going to say, hey, by the way, this is a scam. You know, it wasn't going to happen there. So how is it going to happen? You know what I'm saying? That's the $64,000 question. How was it going to be exposed, the plandemic scam, if it didn't come from the VP, it didn't come from the president?
We have midterm elections coming up, and Trump has been out there stumping for a lot of Republicans to replace a lot of these Democrats. Mm-hmm. So how would it be if Trump is out there beating the drum, and look who has been using the COVID-19 cover par excellence? It's been the Democrats. Just take a look at the cities. Look who's running things. Look at the mask mandates, and we want you vaccinated, and blah, 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 blah. Now, if he comes out with his anti-vax message, what is that going to do with the people that he is supporting to try to get into office? This is a political minefield. And until such time that you walk a mile in this guy's moccasins, I don't think you're really going to understand. He probably believed, I mean, we had the World Health Organization, we had the FDA, we had the CDC, we had heads of state, other agencies, everybody almost simultaneously, oh, the COVID-19, it's going to... So what does Trump do? He takes credit for, okay, warp speed vaccination time. When did he learn, if he did, in fact, learn that it was a plandemic? I don't know that he did. I can't indict him. If I'm playing lawyer and a prosecutor in a courtroom right now, I can't assume that fact. If it is a fact, I've got to prove it. So how
I think his circle of trust were a lot of people that were purposely put in place there to handle him, misinform him.
Thank you.
It's sad. It's sad. You know, here you got the CEO of the entire nation here, and you put together your own team. He made the first biggest mistake he ever made was keeping holdovers, keeping the people from the Obama administration in office, giving them a job, saying, you know, I trust you. We'll all work together.
Yeah.
This is a team effort here. Of course, that doesn't work in politics. It never has. He made a huge mistake. We just look how Joe Biden did it. He did it right, whether you like the guy or not, and I don't. He cleaned house. He went in there. He says, you're fired, you're fired, you're fired, you're fired. I'm putting my own team together. There's nothing you can say bad about it because that's what presidents do. He should have done this like he did his corporations. You have people that are going to do a great job for you. You keep them, and you don't hold people over it, cross your fingers.
I think his ego kind of overshot the target.
Yeah.
Because I think he believed that he could be smart enough to bring in the people and then still maintain a reasonable semblance of command over, And I don't think he really recognized how badly they wanted him out of office.
Yeah.
You know, running for president for the 45th presidency was one thing. But after that, knowing the sentiments of the country, I don't think there's any doubt he would have been reelected. They knew that. That's why the vote fix came in the way that it did.
Sure.
You know, and it's probably been going on for a number of years in one form or fashion.
Sure.
I mean, it used to be before the electronic stuff, you'd find literally ballots at the bottom of elevator shafts and in dumpsters. And, you know,
they've been stealing elections for a long time. And Republicans, Democrats, all alike.
Yeah.
They've been using the same thing. And it's become a game of who's the best at deceiving and winning elections.
And
we know John McCain was never elected that many times.
And
we know that.
What was the usual rhetoric surrounding anybody that was even suspected of rigging a vote? It was, you're going to have hell to pay. You know, we might string you up. This is treason. This is, Joe Stalin said, hey, it doesn't matter who you vote for. What matters is who counts that vote.
Right.
And almost, and I won't say totally, but for many years, people kind of feared that. The retribution if they got caught fixing a vote This is the people. This is the representative government. Now we have people in there waylaying that process, fixing like you'd fix a horse race, like you'd fix loaded dice in a casino, whatever.
Like you'd fix boxing. Yeah.
Or many people to this day still believe that wrestlers, wrestling is an honest sport. It's just it's gone a little Hollywood. I can remember when I was a kid watching black and white television and watching these fat guys roll around in a wrestling. And I, as a child, I knew it was rigged. For God's sakes.
The ICU would be full of people with spinal cord injuries. Think about it. I mean, I was a kid and knew that, too. Matter of fact, I grew up with Dick the Bruiser. Was around the corner from my aunt. I used to go over to his house and play. He was one of the big guys. And actually, he played for your Green Bay Packers, believe it or not, Dick the Bruiser. And he was also a championship wrestler. And he was in it when it was kind of real, and then it went fake later on. But nice guy.
It was never real. It was rigged right from the start. Yeah.
Oh, he actually got some wounds. He's got some scars.
Well, I'm sure that you have many pound guys throwing each other around and jumping off of ropes, and there's going to be injuries.
Sure,
but that's not the point of rigging it. You determine who the winner is going to be.
Yeah.
Not how many scars you get in the fake battle.
That's right.
Yeah. Al in West Virginia, thanks for holding, Al. Go ahead.
All right, John. Hey, I just wanted to say a couple things. I think he brought him in there. He left him in there so that he could keep his enemies close.
Well, Uncle Joe Stalin said that as well. Keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer.
That's right.
Yeah, and then I also wanted to bring up something that you guys said earlier in the show was about how the feds come in. You know, when there's a disaster or something, they all of a sudden they're right there, boy. They're going to investigate.
They take care of it.
Well,
that's right.
Down there in Steve's neck of the woods, how about down there where that apartment building, half of it collapsed? Mm-hmm.
What about it?
Remember that?
Yeah, what about
Remember?
It?
I do. Yeah.
Well, the feds came in and said, well, we're going to do an investigation here. And they tried to take over I guess they did. I don't know, because I never heard
they
no
took
more
over.
About
they,
it.
They did even better. They went one step even better than that. Let's get rid of the evidence. Let's implode this thing. And that's exactly what they did. They brought it down.
Wow. Al?
They cut it away, so you can never really say, what really happened? Was it a sinkhole? Was it this? Or was something else detonated in there? We'll never know, because the feds took it over, and then they clearly went through it fast and said, we're done. This is our outcome. This is what we concluded. And now tear it down. Tear it down now. Because a hurricane or some winds are coming soon. We're worrying about the building falling over. Yeah, right.
When you set up a perimeter, a safe perimeter. If the damn thing does fall down or fall over, it doesn't hurt anybody. Thank you for your call, Al. James in Vancouver. Hello, James.
Yeah, hi. I'm a Blues fan. I heard that yesterday. I thought that was pretty interesting. Robert Johnson died at 27.
Mm-hmm.
And rock stars have been dying ever since at 27.
Yeah.
But
a lot of people died at 27. Isn't that kind of weird, though, if you think back in time? You got Janis Joplin. Yeah. You've got
Jimi Hendrix.
You've got Kurt Cobain.
Right. Yeah.
27.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of the blues, Chicago blues guy, J.B. Hutto?
No, I have not.
Mm-mm. Oh, you got to check him out.
I'll check him out.
J.B.Hutto.
Al, do we have anything other than your favorite blues artist? James, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's controlling Fauci? I mean, the deal there was... Pompeo said that it was a live exercise, and Trump said, well, you should have told us.
Right.
So I think the people who control Fauci are controlling the whole game.
Well, that's a good question. That's a good question. Is somebody controlling him, or is he just rogue?
Well, wait a minute. Who? Controlling Fauci? Fauci has got a stake in this.
Yeah.
Fauci is up.
Yeah.
Okay, James, hold on a second. Let me finish here. He's up to his eyeballs. He's doubled down. He's been out there. Now the mask mandates are back again. What they're not talking about is his financial interest in these vaccines, as well as Bill Gates. The people that are in there, and we're talking upwards to $1 trillion with these vaccinations. They've got a percentage. That's their payoff for the go-along, get-along boys. Now, if they step out of that and they start mouthing off, they're dead men, and they know it. Families, pets, I don't care what. They're going to fix your wagon. I don't think people really understand what people are willing to do. And then once, you know, ask any detective this. You know, if you kind of knew something and you lied about it, and okay, they come back at you. You know, well, perjury or lying to police, that's punishable. But what if they're lying to protect themselves and their real involvement, how much they're really involved? And Fauci is a player in this. He's right up there with the World Health Organization. He's up there. I mean, come on. This guy had this stuff. Chapel Hill University. He was told, look, you know, you keep doing that here, things won't turn. Okay, we'll move it to China. It's been proven that this guy had millions of dollars in which to get this ball rolling. And he did it out of China. He did it out of Wuhan lab. What is not coming out are the important facts that should center the journalist. Here it is. Keep repeating it. Keep repeating it. The guy's involved. He is compromised. He is not trustworthy. And by the way, the vaccine is really killing people. Come on. Steve, help me.
Can I talk now? Can I talk now? Hello?
Go ahead, James.
Yeah, well, I've been involved in scientific projects for 50 years, and to me, Fauci's just a bag man. I agree he's important, but he's a bag man. He doesn't have the stature of being the brains of the operation.
I never said that he was.
No, well, I'm just saying he's in it, of course, but you can't do a project like this single-handedly, right?
We agree.
Yeah.
We agree.
Okay. There it is.
Yeah. So who do you think So who do you think the handlers of Fauci are? Where does that go?
The bank, the money, and the big pharma. They're in it together. The big pharma needs the money from the banks, and the banks need the cash flow back.
Let's go back to the beginning. Let me ask you a question. Going back to the beginning, who is the key person, that sat down and said, I've organized this here, I've come up with this plan, now you bring in all these people and you start influencing them, you start laying out the schematic of the plan. Who is that key person? Who do you believe that key person is? Is it Klaus Schwab? Is it somebody else? Who do you think that key person is?
I think they're in the shadows. I think Schwab is just another one that puts on robes and pretends to be dignified. The people that control this operation are guys like David Rockefeller, for example. Mm-hmm. He never became leader of anything he started. He always had people doing it for him, you see. They invite you to their house, and they buy you a big dinner, and they give you money, and they say, we'd like you to do this. We think you're the one to do it, you see. That's how they get everybody in, from the Faucis to the bench technicians. What you've got to do is get some bench operator in one of these big pharma guys and get him talking. See? Those are the guys that wind up dead. How many people have wound up dead who are in medicines that actually cure stuff?
Hmm. Yeah, right? I know.
So it's military industrial complex. A guy like, what's his name? Landry, right? He must know stuff like this. Right? It's the really deep people. Like, people will say to you,
he was more of James. That's an assumption. That's a dangerous assumption to make. I know Roger. Roger and I have spoken about this. Well, we have not made it public. But he was a technician on board submarines and so on and so forth. It wasn't until much, much later that he started hearing the alternative viewpoint that woke him up. He wasn't, and I'd asked him the very same thing that you just posed, but I did it privately and not publicly. But I asked him, I said, look, did you have access? He goes, no. He said, I was just like a slew of other people working for the government, working for the military-industrial complex. I had my job. I was getting paid, you know, whatever. I got advancements or raising rank or whatever, doing a good job for the military-industrial complex. He didn't know.
I don't mean he exactly would know.
Okay.
I mean, all right. There are people.
James, I got to go to break. Hang on, James. Yeah. Okay. Hang on 1 second. Let's take this break. Well, it's all right. Even if the sun don't shine, well, it's all right. We're going to the end of the line.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Are back. John in California. Hello, John.
Yeah. Hi, John. It's Steve. Steve, I got a friend of mine sent me this email about Pfizer supposedly is working on an oral vaccine. Are you familiar with that, or do you have an opinion on that?
I am. Yeah, heard about it. Yep. I have. What's your question?
No, I just wonder what you think about that.
It's a you know, easy way to get into distribution through the lungs, the oxygenation, you know, it gets picked up and transfers through the tissues into the body. What a great way to disperse it through the body, through the pulmonary system. I heard about that. Actually, you know, something else has come into mind the last couple of days, and I knew this a while back as they talked about it. The future of vaccines is messenger RNA. They're going to go full steam on this thing, big time. I just saw in the news a couple of days ago, messenger RNA for HIV, messenger RNA for the SRV virus that children get. They're going full force on this. It's going to be messenger RNA experimental all the way. That's the future. I think they're looking at an accumulation effect. Of course, the messenger RNA going down to your DNA to hack your DNA to reprogram it. I think we're going to see some really serious bad stuff happen to people, very young people, at a very young age, where they would have seen these diseases maybe flipped on as they're elderly. They'll be flipped on in their 30s and 40s, and maybe even 50s, if they even live that long. This is terrible stuff. This is, you know, we've talked about on the show here before. We've talked about the Nuremberg Code, and for some reason we talk about this stuff, and nothing seems to matter anymore. I don't think we have a rule of law anymore. I don't think our Constitution and our Bill of Rights is just hanging by a thread. I just don't understand what's going on. This is the most bizarre thing I've ever seen, that you can show the evidence, you can prove these things, and they just say, I don't see it, I don't care. And these people are bought off.
And, Steve, for all the conversation, all the evidence was turned up, say, on the vote fix.
Oh, yeah.
What has it accomplished? You notice I'm not saying a damn thing about Afghanistan. I'm not... You know, we had people that were calling into the network. Oh, I love dogs, and they're going to allow those dogs to be killed and murdered. No, that wasn't exactly the case. But you see where the priorities are. You know, the millions of people, innocent people that weren't Taliban or weren't terrorist groups or what, millions of people have died in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And I don't hear anybody calling in bemoaning the fact that the military-industrial complex in the United States government went into the Middle East for the Greater Israel Project and riches and God knows and support the dollar. You know, we had the oil bourse. My God, the oil was the only thing that was supporting the dollar. That's why you're seeing stories now everywhere. The world's going to walk away from the reserve currency. There's no reserve to it at all. There's nothing backing that except a promise to pay. Yeah. At any rate.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
John, can I say one more thing and I'll get up?
Sure.
As far as what you just said, Afghanistan. Yeah, I'm getting a lot of stuff there. Some of these guys that got out, they're running for Congress on the conservative side, supposedly. But if you remember the couple in St. Louis that they were going to charge with, you know, showing their firearms off
right,
while they were being attacked?
Right.
Yep. Well, they got exonerated by the state attorney general, but the husband is running for Congress. I got a thing from him asking for money against that same Congresswoman that was trying to incite violence in the crowd. So that'll be interesting to see what happens on that.
All right. John, thanks for your call.
All right. Take care, guys.
Second hour coming up.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.